Bad weather in Pennsylvania.
It's been a great privilege to serve the people of Pennsylvania.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day.
The driving rain on Election Day was only one of the problems for longtime Republican Arlen Specter, whose political career ended emotionally as a Democrat in yesterday's primary.
And it's been a great privilege to be in the United States Senate. And I'll be working very, very hard for the people of the Commonwealth in the coming months.
Funny that rainy day is here.
The rainy day may have arrived for political incumbents. Your AccuWeather political forecast coming up on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Some incumbents get wet. All your political results this morning. It's Wednesday, May 19th.
And that is, of course, at the top of the news this morning. Let's get a clear look at yesterday's big election results. In Kentucky, the Tea Party movement took its first primary win. Rand Paul rode activist support to beat out the candidate backed by Republican Party leadership. Rand Paul is a Republican, though. In Pennsylvania, party-switching Senator Arlen Specter fell to a younger, experienced rival, Democrat Joe Sestak.
A win for the people. Over the establishment, over the status quo, even over Washington, D.C.
Also in Pennsylvania, Democrats retained control of the seat held for decades by the late Democratic Congressman John Murtha. Murtha aide Mark Kritz won in a special election to fill the final months of that term. And in Arkansas, Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln was forced into a June runoff against Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter.
Very different contests, very different states, very different results. Joining us now is Tony Norman, columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, John.
So the people Arlen Specter really needed to go to the polls didn't come out yesterday. Who and why? Was it the rain?
Well, you know, Democrats have umbrellas, John. It's just that Specter's problem is that they all have Joe Sestak's face on them.
Oh, that's good. We're going to talk about...
They didn't come out. We'll find out as we look at the results today.
A lot of details, a lot of interesting results there in Pennsylvania, particularly that 12th district that we talked about a moment ago. Tony Norman, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
The government admitted yesterday to being lax about overseeing offshore drilling, but in testimony to a congressional panel, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said the administration had been quick to respond to the Gulf oil leak.
There is not anything that is being spared to provide what is going to be and has been the most effective response possible in human history on this kind of an incident.
Salazar says the crisis offers tremendous lessons to regulators.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. has agreed with China and Russia to impose further sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. In Bangkok, anti-government protesters in Thailand have given up the fight and surrendered to the army after some bloody clashes. In Afghanistan, U.S. troops fought off an attack on the Bagram Air Base near Kabul. 7 insurgents were killed in the early morning attack. Asian markets are down. European indices are down. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow begins at 10,510. The S&P opens at 1,120. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,317. Coming up in the show, a tragic case in Detroit where a 7-year-old girl was killed during a police raid. What does it mean for the community?
And throughout the morning, we'll have the results and analysis of last night's primary elections in several states. We'll focus on Pennsylvania and Arkansas in a few minutes. But what do you think the headline is? What do you think? Throw out the bums? Same old, same old? Give us your headline at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also text us by sending the word TAKE to 69866. Regular cell charges could apply.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.